Live from Capitol Hill, it's the Jordan Seculo Show. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. To follow Jordan on Twitter, go to twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Tweet Jordan to get your question on the air. For more information and the latest updates, go to JordanSeculo.com. And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show. We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We have calls coming about Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani in Iran. I want to get right to some of those calls now. And if you want to talk to us on air, we've got lines open, 1-800-684-3110. Then let's get to the calls.
All right, Jordan, let's go to Carl. He's calling from Florida on line four. Carl, welcome to the Jordan Seculo Show.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing?
I'm good.
Has anybody thought about this situation, the fact that Obama might have made a pact with Iran that to keep this thing going so on and on and on till the, because we can't talk about his record long as, you know, we were talking about him. I'm not diminishing the parents, you know, the pastor's fate or anything like that, not one iota, but have anybody ever thought about maybe that?
I think it's interesting, Carl. I don't know if I'd agree with the way you worded it exactly, but respectfully, let me kind of tell you how I see. You know, we've got on May 23rd upcoming the second round of negotiations involving Iran's nuclear program. So, yes, I think the United States is very careful right now because Iran is coming to the table. They've come once before. They want to come again. Now, I've heard from foreign government officials in Washington at some meetings I've done here at embassies, Carl, where they say, listen, the Iranians are the best. They're the only people that are better negotiating than the United States. I mean, I've heard that from foreign governments here. It was said in jest, but it kind of showed the high level of respect they have for U.S. negotiators, but also for Iran's, that they know how to drag it out. So I think, listen, we are in a situation where we're trying to stop a war. No one wants a war in Iran. There are millions of people in Iran, in fact, the majority of people in Iran, who would set up a great country, and it's highly educated, and people who don't hate America and don't hate Israel and just want to live their life, you know, some of the foundations of science and math and it's just, we knew that. We saw the Green Revolution. We saw it was pre-Arab Spring, but it would have been very different there. I mean, it would have been an overthrow of a real totalitarian Islamic hardliner regime by, in a good way, secular majority. And I say that kind of like in the United States, people who are not going to take religious law for their own political gain or this kind of end times nuclear war kind of scenario. So I do think, Carl, it does put the United States in a situation where it has to be very careful. But remember, the White House has been speaking out about this. They did it in February, most lately, when it was reaffirmed, the death sentence for Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani. So they have spoken out. The State Department has spoken out a number of times. Secretary Clinton has spoken out. Members of Congress on both the left and the right have spoken out. Keith Ellison, the first Muslim member of Congress, has spoken out. Senators, Democrats and Republicans on both the House and the Senate. So I don't think it's our government here. We don't have that many chips to play or cards to play in Iran. We just have to raise our voices because we do have a lot of allies who do. We have allies that have economic interest in not having a war in Iran. So I think we need to hear from all of you. Mick and Ronald, we'll take your phone calls when we get back from the break. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And stand with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, 939 days in jail, and his attorney, Mohammed Dadka, facing 9 years in jail, 10 years barred from practicing law, because he, as a Muslim, had the courage to stand with a Christian pastor and defend him in court. 877-989-2255. They all need your prayers. 877-989-2255. You're listening to The Jordan Sekulow Show. Follow me at twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. Got some calls coming in, 1-800-684-3110. Welcome back to the Jordan Sekulow Show. Rick Santorum endorsed Mitt Romney. Michelle Bachmann's endorsed Mitt Romney. Newt Gingrich has endorsed Mitt Romney. That's kind of moving on. Just throw some political news in there that's not talking all about persecution. It can be tough to talk about. I understand that, too. If you're listening to the broadcast, say, oof, these are tough stories. They kind of get me down. Don't let that happen. Remember, these are people standing up for their faith. These should be inspiring stories. It's like reading the scripture, but it's happening in real life. It's happening right in front of you. You don't have to just go back. You have to realize that these stories we hear about martyrs in the scripture, this is real. This happens around the world. It's continued to happen. It's never stopped. We just happened to be born into a country, and then communications-wise and technologically, we had no access to these individuals. You had to be a missionary who went away for years to know about what was happening in these parts of the world. Now, you know immediately. It could be tougher to kind of take in and process, but it's real, and it never stopped. The persecution talked about in the Bible never stopped. It says you'll be killed. It says you'll be spat upon. It says you'll be hated because of your faith. It's real. And we don't live in that country, but many do. Millions, in fact, the majority of people do in the Christian community outside of the United States, outside of the Western world, I would say. They are willing to die for their faith. I want to get right back to the phone call. Stan Bennett, ACLJ Director of Government Affairs, is in the studio with me and Than. Let's get to the calls.
All right, again, to be a part of broadcast, the number is 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to line one. Mick is calling from New York. Mick, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Thank you. A couple things. First of all, this is just another terrorist act that these kind of people operate with. You know, terrorism to them is to put fear into everybody to make them believe they're going to do what they want to do. And our president, one gentleman made a asked a question about 20 minutes ago. I don't know, remember what his name was, but our president clearly stated in an adamantly statement that he made that we are no longer a Christian nation. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah, well, listen, that's true. I mean, the president did say that in a speech. I think it was in Turkey where he said that comment that we weren't a Christian nation to the world. And I think he gave – or was it the Cairo speech also? Yeah, Cairo speech as well. We have the soundbite on that. We played it before a number of times. And I do think, Mick, I understand your concern there. But I have to admit, on this issue – regardless if you like the rhetoric, if you like what's happening domestically here, these battles can be changed by you. No need for violence. No need for war. No need for losing life. Just speak up. Use your rights. And I think if you're someone who calls into a radio show, you obviously are informed enough to take that. And I hope you already are doing that, Mick. I'm going to assume you already are. But I think what you have to do is understand that we have situation. Pastor Youssef, his attorney, can't use processes we have. They would be blessed to have those kind of processes. It would be amazing experience for them. They don't have representative government. They don't have the right to really appeal. They don't have a fair and independent judiciary. They don't have the right to legal counsel, obviously, because Pastor Youssef, as of this moment, has no attorney. So I think you have to be careful, though, when you criticize our country and what's happening domestically here. You cannot compare it at all. This is not persecution here. Here, this is threats on religious liberty. I think you have, again, discrimination. You have people who are wrong to target Christians, and they do target Christians because we're the majority in the country. But that tells you one thing already about our country. The fact that the minority feels like they can do that is not such a bad thing. We just have to take a stand as well. We're the majority. We just have to take a stand and preserve our rights, defend our rights. That's what we do at the American Center for Law and Justice. Let me play that soundbite for you, though, because you brought it up. And I do think, listen, it does send a message, I think probably the wrong message to the world when President Obama said this.
You know, I've said before that one of the great strengths of the United States is, although, as I mentioned, you know, we have a very large Christian population, we do not consider ourselves a Christian nation or a Jewish nation or a Muslim nation. We consider ourselves a nation of citizens who are bound by ideals and a set of values.
You know, so that is, that was President Obama. He gave two similar speeches, one in Turkey, one in Egypt, both about that. Both say we're not a Christian nation or Jewish nation or Buddhist nation. And listen, I do think it says the wrong man. We are a Judeo-Christian founded nation. Our founding fathers, those who wrote the Constitution, did so on the basis of natural law, the laws of nature, nature's God, and the Declaration of Independence, the rights that we talk about, these fundamental rights that we have. Our first right, the right to religious liberty, was because the Christians were persecuted. You know, this was internal Christian persecution happening in Europe. Not others. It was inside Christianity saying, or with Catholic Protestant, internally within Protestants, internally within Catholics, there was all this fighting going on. That's what it was about. That's why the white rights were written. It's not a Christian-only nation. We don't exclude others. We don't say well, you have to believe something. But it is the basis of our rights. It is why we are different than most of the world, because we have such a respect for the biblical principles of justice and right and wrong, and how to set up a government, and how the government should be accountable to its people. Than, let's get back to the phone calls.
Yeah, Jordan, quickly, let me just say this. This was the White House statement on Pastor Youssef. They said, the United States stands in solidarity with Pastor Nader Khani, his family, and all those who seek to practice their religion without fear and persecution, a fundamental and universal human right. So pretty right on track there. But people need to not get distracted. Just like you said, Jordan, there were 2 years of trials here about apostasy. And then, of course, Iran changed their story, said he was a threat to security, a Zionist, a brothel owner. People need to remember what this is about. This is about a man on the other side of the world that doesn't have the freedom to practice his religion. Next up is Ronald. He's calling from Colorado on line three. Ronald, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
How do you do?
Hey, Ronald, welcome. You're on the air.
I'd like to say that I'm glad that we have the rights that we have, because if we didn't, we'd be living the same way that they'd be living.
Well, listen, I mean, that this is true. And Ronald, I thank you for your phone call. We have seen in history, if you go back in history, religious persecution has always been something the world's been plagued with. It's been used for politics, political power. It's happened inside Christianity. It's happened inside Islam. It's happened inside Judaism, fighting within and persecution of others. Though what's happened is there's only been a couple of faiths that have made it to the size of Christianity and Islam. You know, the Jewish faith has not ever been that size. And it's not that much power and control. That now you have two competing worldviews that go along with these faiths. You know, Islam sees, and I think the Iranian regime, not all of Islam, but the Iranian regime, sees religion through a prism of politics. And we look through and we see politics, but it is influenced by our faith values. There's a difference there. It's not a conquer all the world for Christ. I mean, that's not how we think, not in a militant way. Do we think missionaries should do that? Do we want to spread the gospel? Of course. Do we believe that that's our number one priority as our government? No. But you empower the people so they can do that. So you can do what the Bible commands, not the government. We separate that. In these countries, there's no separation. It's about domination. It's about domination. First, you have to dominate your own people. Now, this is why this ideology doesn't work, whether you're a Nazi or you're using militant Islam to justify your persecution of people. You can't even keep down your own people. So they're not even spreading around the world. They're not the Roman Empire. They are still working on their small area in Iran because they can't get past that, because the world says no. Other Muslim countries say, no, we don't want this. So I think we need to take a stand, folks. We need to stand with Pastor Youssef Nader Khani, stand with his Muslim attorney, Mohammed Dadka, who is facing the worst of what Sharia law means when it's abused by political parties and those who are, you know, holding on to political power, which is what you're seeing with the Ayatollah, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini, and his regime, is that they will use religion to keep their hands around the neck of the people, I'd say, right there. And if they have to hang you, they will. If they have to make you disappear into a prison, they will, so long as they retain power in the name of faith. But we know that's not even really what it's about to some of these individuals. Now, in Iran, a little bit different than some of the other extremists, because they do believe in this kind of end-of-the-world 12er Shia Islam scenario. But you see the fighting between Ahmadinejad and even the Ayatollah. You see what goes on internally. we were not there to support the people when they took to the streets. We were there for the Egyptians and others. We need to continue to take a stand. William, I know you've got a phone call coming in. We'll try to get that the next time in the broadcast. I want you to take a stand now for Pastor Youssef. 939 days too long that he's been in jail, each one of those days, facing death by hanging, away from his two young boys, away from his wife, 35 years old, now his lawyer, a brave Muslim attorney, facing 9 years in the worst prison, the Evin prison in Tehran, which you can look that up online, but there, one of his clients was a Canadian journalist there, died after 18 days in jail. Healthy, pretty young journalist, died after 18 days in jail from blunt forced trauma to the head during, quote, interrogation. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Stand for human rights. Stand for freedom of religion. Stand for religious liberty. Stand for Pastor Youssef. Stand for Muhammad Dadka. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. You're listening to The Jordan Sekulow Show. Follow me at twitter.com/JordanSekulow. All right, let's take the phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. William disagrees with us on line one from Tennessee. And William, you're on the air. Welcome to The Jordan Sekulow Show.
I appreciate that. I think Obama is actually, what he's saying, I think he's right, is that it's a country that respects, if you give one religious group special treatment, it becomes a theocracy.
Well, I mean, I don't think we should have to call it special treatment, but I think that's what makes a Christian nation unique, is that you don't have a theocracy. We're not saying a dictatorship. We're not saying rule by religion. We have our Constitution. That's what makes America great, is the respect for rights that came, I think, from biblical principles, especially New Testament and also Old Testament principles of basic morality, natural law, what is right, what is wrong, and the basic legislative and legal structure you need to ensure that the people are within a system where there are restrictions, but only the minimal restrictions necessary to keep things in a state of harmony as much as possible without the government making every decision for you're having to do everything. And that comes from the Christian background. It does not come from anywhere else. No other theories put that kind of, I don't want to say faith in people, but responsibility in citizens and in people. And I do think what he said wrong was that we're not a Christian nation is, one, factually not really true, considering we are a majority. I mean, the huge majority of Christians are Americans are Christians, at least by the recognition of their background. That's part one. Part two, we know we were founded by that, William. And part three, that doesn't mean you can't have others. But I think just using that term citizens is also too broad. We're Americans. We're not just citizens of the world. We're American citizens. We're part of the United States of America. And I think, William, that's where he gets it wrong. It's not to say we need a theocracy, but let's not deny where we came from either.
Well, I think what he's saying, he's not saying that. I think what he's saying is that we need respect and...
I mean, he went to a Muslim country. He chose to do that, not in the United States, William. He chose to do that in Turkey, and then he went to Egypt and apologized again there. Remember, he went to two Muslim countries, which are militantly, you know, one leader has already been overthrown from one of those countries, Mubarak, and in Turkey, they're Islamists now. Erdogan is an Islamist militant who was in jail for terror charges before he was prime minister of Turkey. So he goes to those countries to tell them that we're not Christian, but I mean, these countries are full of Islamic symbolism and are laughing at us. They are laughing. William, I think that is the problem.
No, I don't. The problem, I think, is that you have a situation where all he's saying is we should respect all the religious of the
country. He could have said that. He could have said that without having to say declaratively, we are not a Christian nation. William, I appreciate your phone call, and I thank you for your point of view. I just think the president, you're giving him too much credit on that one. That is just not fair. He got a lot of criticism from these speeches from the left and the right because it was seen as an apology tour. It was seen as going too far. And by the way, one of the two countries he visited, their government toppled right after that. And they toppled, and now there's more hardcore Islamists there. So I'm glad he told them all, by the way, before you overthrow this government and put in your Islamist Muslim Brotherhood government, don't worry, we're not, we're not a Christian country. And by the way, he told the Christians in Egypt to tone it down at one point, too, because they were fighting back against an oppressive regime. Just take all that, note it. William, I thank you for your phone call. Some people like being an apologist for the president. I think misstatement is one thing, but he kept doubling down on those remarks, and that was what the problem was. You could say one kind of a stupid thing once and say, that's not really what I meant to say. Fine. That's not what he did there. He kept saying it and going around the world and saying it more and more. Let's take another phone call, Than.
All right, let's go to line two. Alex is calling from Pennsylvania. Alex, welcome to the Jordan Sekulow Show.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call, and amen to your response to William. I just have a quick question. What would you envision we would do, America, Obama, if they actually carry through on their threat to execute Pastor Youssef?
Well, listen, I think this is dealing with terrorists. Now, it's very difficult. I've done this before, involving a situation involving Pauline Ayad and her family in Gaza under Hamas control. They will use people as bargaining chips. Life is not as important. Life does not matter as much. So you have to be mindful of the situation, that these are individuals who knew from the beginning that when they took this stand for freedom, instead of denying their faith and walking out of jail, Alex, which Pastor Youssef could have done, instead of doing that, he said, no, I will not renounce my faith. No, I will not renounce my faith. No, I will not renounce my faith. 3 days in a row, knowing that at the end of those 3 days, they could have executed him right there. So they're taking a stand. Now, he has no idea that he's this international story that people are speaking out around the world. But here is the situation. We all have to prepare ourselves for the Islamic Republic of Iran. We work every moment and every second we have that we can do, whether it's in prayer, whether it's signing up for tweet programs like Tweet for Youssef, whether it's making phone calls to members of Congress, signing our petitions, or just spreading the word out about Pastor Youssef to your friends and family and staying updated about it. What could the United States do? I think the United States is in a quagmire with Iran because of the nuclear situation. We are at the negotiating table, supposed to be in just a few weeks, May 23rd, in Baghdad to negotiate with Iranians about their program. We've already had one round of negotiations that were in Turkey, actually, and we have to be very mindful, very careful of the situation. And I think just realize we're not dealing with a rational regime, but we are dealing with people who will hang lives or put the lawyers, you know, say you're sentenced to 9 years in the worst prison, and you're not thrown in jail immediately. It's like you sit there for a while, which is what happened with the attorney. We know at least as of Saturday, he had not yet had to report to jail. So for about a week, they tell you you're going to jail, but they don't actually act on it. They don't come and get you. You're not really on bail for what we understand. I mean, it's a very different situation. So listen, what does our country, are we going to threaten to go to war over this? No, we can't do that. What we have to do is continue to remind ourselves that this persecution is happening and that we have to do everything we can diplomatically and behind the scenes to secure the life of this pastor, Youssef Nadarkhani, and also his attorney, Mohammed Dadka. How do we do that? By working around the world. A lot of this is back channel. A lot of it, folks, I can't tell you everything we're doing every day. It's not fair. It's not right. And it's not ethical to do that when we're working with these clients, working with people whose life is in danger every single day. What you can do is stand with them. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And Dan, we do a lot of work at the United Nations. Is there anything else we can do there?
Well, there may be, but I would say this to Alex. I mean, if this situation goes the wrong direction, or even now, Jordan, it's time to stop treating Iran as if they're acting in good faith at the United Nations. The United Nations gives them a seat at the table, lets them participate in negotiations. It's time for us to agree with the special rapporteurs that have spoken out in the last week and say, listen, enough is enough. Until you release Pastor Youssef, until you stop persecuting religious minorities, we are not going to give you a seat at the table. We're not going to treat you as a legitimate nation. It's time for the United States to lead the way in that regard. It's time to stop speaking to them if they won't cooperate on these fundamental human rights issues. I think that's the next step for us internationally.
Absolutely, folks. I want to hear from you all right now. Call and stand with Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani, 1-800-877-989-2255. It's 877-989-2255. Please tweet for Youssef. Go to Facebook.com/JordanSeculoShow. Facebook.com/JordanSeculoShow. We're almost we're close to 7,000 likes there. I encourage you, click the like button for us. It'd be very important. We've got the latest information. You can see my dad's interview on Fox yesterday talking about Pastor Youssef. He was on today talking about Fast and Furious. That's up at ACLJ.org. And to stay updated, please follow me, Twitter.com/JordanSeculo. That's Twitter.com/JordanSeculo. Call now, 939 days in jail. His lawyer facing 9 years in prison, 877-989-2255.